Hello.
I decided to take lunch early and I miss you.
They said you were on the phone.
Liars. Liars. Who was it? Who was Bob? Well, Bob's not. Bob, Bingo Bobby is, he's remote, so he just assumed I was on the phone.
Oh, yeah, no, he said, yeah, he's on the phone. Like talking to somebody that he likes better than you.
Bob. So on. He's really funny. He'll do stuff like that. Like, what did he do? He called one of my clients, or what happened? One of my clients called and was like, could you get Garrett on the phone? His HIV test came back. And
that's
I was
awesome.
Like, what? And they're like, yeah. Well, the guy's a doctor. His name's Dr. Harris. So he used to always joke, you know. But anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
How's the story?
So, it's good. It's
that,
good.
Like, I've been telling people, like, listen, I'm getting photos of people with showrooms that are shoulder to shoulder. So if it's not in your store yet, it's going to be. So,
yeah.
Crazy town. What did we learn? Did we get a chance to look over?
So what I did, honestly, I have everything in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a report of what I have. And then, so the next thing is I'm going to just do a report of what I've sold and just look at everything and then see. And then, so the stuff, there's what, 7 items that I have that are on memo?
Yeah, that's the R&F.
No. I haven't even looked at R&F yet. I'm talking about the, like, 5-carat total weight diamond stud earrings.
Yeah. All that is long-term that can be traded. That was the second part of, you know, if you want to swap anything out and actually do something different with your long-term, that's after we figured out what you're keeping and what's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like if you wanted to do stud ramps, if you wanted to do big pieces, if you wanted to do more loose, or if you wanted to, you know what I mean? That's literally filling your cases with long-term that you think you can sell. And that you don't want to put money in.
Is there any way of, like, looking at what you have and choosing from that?
Yeah.
Is
but
there,
again, that's like secondary. Like, let's do the
yeah, I'm not going to do
inventory
that
stew first, and then which was funny. That's what Mick called it today. He's like, I'm working through an inventory stew right now. I'm like, that's exactly what Cindy and I are doing. And then we've revamped our website, so it is actually easier to shop and go like, all right, I want 4, 6, 8 carat weight tennis bracelets, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you were talking about yesterday.
Correct.
Is like if I want to just change out the memo.
Oh, easy.
For
yeah,
the tennis
memo.
Bracelets. More likely to be things that I would sell. Okay.
Correct.
More often than some of the other stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything? Okay. I know I wrote it down. I don't know where that piece of paper is. Right here. Well, it's like I get so much stuff going on.
Sticky notes everywhere. They say a cluttered desk is a cluttered mind. I say an empty desk is an empty mind.
There you go.
Look at my desk.
I have no idea what your desk looks like. All right,
it's,
I have it.
It's a mess right now. Not as bad as Andrew's. Andrew's needs a control burn. Like, literally light a fire and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then, like, Karen was asking about invoices. I'm like, what do we really owe them?
Right, so we don't know that yet because I haven't applied. I didn't want to apply any trade because if we apply a trade towards something that you end up, like, wait until everything is picked, whatever is back is back. Because really what you need
to
do is
pick up. She was paying for stuff we sold. And
okay,
then,
good.
So we have that 5-carat oval or something, 5-whatever-carat oval lab grown.
That has to come back, doesn't it?
Customer's looking at it. Let's see. I just want to see which one.
I thought that was the one with the crazy dude.
I don't know. I think Taylor was holding on to that, but if you need it, send it back. Let's see. I just want to get my Let me get my RDI page. Look, somebody came and closed my window. So, like, I have around Brilliant 90 DSI-1, and then I have an ISI-1. Should I have both of them?
Let me see the price. I have things. Where's my things? Here are my things. Little dollar. Okay, so, I mean, there's a $700 difference, sub 1 carat. To me, that makes sense as a presentation. I have something, they're both I clean, one's D and one's an I. That's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a $1,900 90-pointer is sweet. Like, maybe you don't need a $2,600 90-point if you don't want something that high.
Yeah, let me find my paperwork here. I'm going to stick you on speaker. Hold on.
No problem. I will try and refrain from saying anything inappropriate.
Oh, don't worry. Closed room. So it looks like things were given to me in order of shape.
Like,
so
I love the oval they gave you. Those are killer.
So I got three ovals, a 150,
yep.
101, and a 96.
Yep.
And let's see. So I have sold 2 1.5 carat ovals, a 120, and a 3/4 carat in the last 365 days.
Okay.
And what I still have is a 120.
Which I think that's why he skipped that. And then what did you send back? You sent back a 1 carat GSI-1, which, let's see.
This is an ISI-1. Oh, it's on layaway. Never mind. The 120 is sold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you need a 120?
You pull the ovals. So according to this, I'm just looking at paperwork right now. I'm not looking at diamonds.
Yeah.
So we have 150, a 101, and a 96. So it's a DSI-2 and an FSI-2 that are really close in size.
But the DSI-2 is an IGI.
Okay.
So maybe that's not for you?
Okay.
And I'm going to start tallying up, like, where's my highlighter? Are we comfortable rejecting that one? Because they're so close in size. All right, so that one. I'm going to put a green little line over.
Me. The one that I sold was a GIA, but it was a ISI-1, so H or ISI-1 would be good.
Okay, so 120 oval.
I like these Ziploc bags, by the way.
Way better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do, 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 do. I have 120 ISI-2s that are killer for... That was a little bit of a roll. Let me see. I don't like that one. There's a 120 JVS-1 here for 36. What would that leave you? That'd be 24, 36, 68 would be the ramp. And a bit of a different animal, but not completely unlike the 150 you have. Let me see here. Because I don't like the 120 ISI-2s we have. One's a Roval, and the other one has black throughout it. Let me see what else I have. Thought we just bought a bunch. HVS-2, too nice. Well, I mean, a GSI-2 is going to be the same money. You're looking at 36 if we go, like, GHSI-2.
Okay.
Would you rather do that or JVS-1 for the same money?
Well, how nice is the J?
It bases up real nice. It's a big spread, and it is a VS.
I'd rather have a little brighter stone.
I've got a bunch coming back I can send.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's a DSI-2. It's funny. It's like no matter what you pick, I got a DSI-2, 3600. GSI-2, 3600.
They're all the same.
Everything's the same. So that's going to be the price point. 34,
yeah.
36.
And the CAC is 1728.
Yeah. We're kind of going in the wrong direction there, but I'm sure there's others, especially like in the larger.
Oh, so here's the next one. This 303. So I'm just going down the list.
Yep.
I'm looking at this round 303 KSI-2 for 20,907, so 21,000.
Yep. That would really, if you like everything else, that and a few other things, if you didn't like that 3 carat, what do you think of it? That you should probably put your eyes on. He did a pretty good job picking.
It's on my hand right now.
Oh. Is it in a ring?
Yeah, no.
I know.
You know what? It's a very bright diamond. It's really pretty.
Yeah. But is it... Is it 20 grand? Is it 21 grand that you want in your inventory? I think it's important to have something bigger, but you also have the 270 for 8 grand, 7 grand less.
Let me look at that.
Actually, it's 8 grand less.
271 to 12,940.
Right. So that could kind of be something that you had on hand. I mean, 20 grand for a 3 carat is, well, 21 is not a lot of money for a 3 carat, but if you don't see a huge difference between the 3 and the 270.
I think the 3 is brighter.
Yeah?
Yeah, so why don't I send the 270?
All right. Highlighted. Coming back.
Okay, now we have an H and a J, 2 carat.
The HSI-1 and where's the other 2 carat? Oh, the K is the 190. That's a smart buy. That is a sub $9,000 diamond that looks like a 2 carat. If it's pretty, I don't know what it looks like.
The 190, you said?
Yeah, the 190.
So we're keeping the 303. I'm just going to...
Scroll that away.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. I told the girls, I said, I'm here, but I'm not available. I said... If you tell somebody that I'm not here, you gotta tell me.
Right, right.
Because if I come upstairs and you've told them that I'm not here, I don't want to hear it.
There's a back entrance, and she got into the basement.
There is. mean, that's exactly how I come in, but...
Oh, still though.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, I want to do this. All right, so we're talking about 2 carats, right?
2 carats, 190 and the 2 carat HSI one. Different
right,
price
so
points,
have,
for sure.
I have the 199 in stock that I have that's my own, right?
Okay.
That is a GIA GVS2.
Wow. What's your cost on it?
14.
So that's the same money as the HSI one.
And the
I'm being beeped, or there's somebody trying to dial.
Yeah, Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Like, use another phone. All right. So I have the 20. So it's a 199. GVS2. So what I probably should do is send back P299110.
Okay. That's, yeah, 14.7.
Try to sell my own, hopefully. Hopefully.
Is that one that you bought over the counter or one that you used to wear?
Yeah, no, I bought it over the counter.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
But are you retailing it for 14, or are you? That's what you.
No,
paid?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, holy shit.
No.
I thought Mike would buy it.
It was at the time I bought it. I was trying to be really nice to the people and give them like regular wholesale pricing on it. And,
gotcha.
So yeah, of course the pricing came down or whatever, and not a big deal. I have it. We can sell it. I traded it. They're coming back and spending that money here.
Oh. Well, then that's... Yeah, that's,
yeah, so
that's
the money
awesome.
Went out, but it's coming back.
Right. And you get to make the profit on the diamond when you sell it. Okay.
Yeah.
So just... Let's see here real quick. Okay, so that's almost 30K there.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I'm sending you another, but this actually works out. We still need to reject a little bit more because there's the R&F that they want to trade towards more R&F. And I know we're not there yet in the conversation. So that's...
And I want to be even. I kind of want to be even on the R&F. I don't want to be owing any more money on that.
And that's about, actually, I have that math. You won't owe money on that. Where's the R&F? Why did I not write this down? I mean, you won't even really be close because you'll have more Gen Pop than you will, I call it Gen Pop, you'll have more GIAs than you will R&F because you have about 56K in trade.
Yeah.
And I've already got authorization. If you're going to buy the 20K that you have there, that I have there on memo, you're not owing out. You'll still have a good representation of R&F loose. But,
okay.
And again, there's a bit of a return that Christie's going to take, but it is what it is. I'm taking it too, so it's fine. And then about 43 and change. Yeah, the whole amount is 100K. But 56 of it is R&F. The whole point of this is, again, if you need more R&F, you're like, they obviously know how to sell it, or they're doing a better job of selling it, then
yeah.
we can trade it. You know what I mean? It's still liquid. So, but I'm including that 20K towards the 50. You understand? So you're really picking out like 130 in GIAs loose. and then you've got 20 in R&F, and then you've got 100 in trade, so you're netting 50.
We'll repeat that when we get to the end of going through.
I know. Side. Yeah, it makes sense when I say it out loud to me. But yeah, because
yeah.
If the when we're done.
So we have. So I'm going to keep JSI-1.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the AGS? That's a cool stone.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that as a comparison to go with the other 199 that I have.
Yep.
I feel like sending it out to GIA again. Can you do another report on this?
Hey, I think you should look at this. Well, nowadays, it might get a stronger report. You never know.
Yeah.
Things are just a little bit more lax, but.
Okay, so then I get a 190 and a 180. I see the 180. There's the 190. 190, 180.
And those are smart together because, like, listen, I got a bigger diamond. Can you see one's an IVS2, the other's a KSI1? You know, you'll be able to sell that 190 all day in comparison. Finding a replacement for that is the trickier bit. I just told a customer the other day I don't have any 190s. I have four of them, and one of them is that one. But everyone asks for 190s because of the 2-carat breakpoint.
That's a pretty 190. Be a really pretty decagon.
Well, I'm working on it. I already know. Like I told him, I'm like, next time I see Red, if he doesn't have that diamond sold, I want to buy
it. Well, you know, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't, just call him and ask him if he doesn't have it sold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're like, hey, you know, if you want to do some trade, I know someone who wants that decagon. Well, let me actually, I haven't looked, while you're still thumbing through, I haven't looked at, we actually have it as a category now because we're cutting them, but they've been either price points and clarities that you don't want or low color.
How about if I have diamonds? Could I send it to you guys and send it out to have it cut?
I don't see why not. Like, yeah, I mean, if you had a diamond, like, I don't know if there was some, I don't know. I'm not good with what is it called?
Lapidary?
Yeah, lapidary, but no, I was thinking shapes. I'm having a rough day.
Oh,
don't worry about
geometry.
It. Geometry, thank you. Jesus. I have a master's degree.
Just because you have a master's degree doesn't mean you have a master's degree in geometry.
Fair enough. No, but I couldn't even think of the word, so that was embarrassing. No, but I don't know if there's something about it or, like, the different rough that they're taking or how much you lose when you cut the decagon, but it's not like it's, like, hard. Like, it's subtle, you know, and I don't know if they just zap it on the girdle until it's a nice decagon. You know, I don't know what else they do to it, but I just saw Sam tooling around here. I'll ask him if you had a diamond, we could just get it cut for you, charge you the fee. It'd be quicker that way than it would be to, like, I have M's, N's, and Q's right now. And I don't know if there's a reason why we're using those lower color rough to do it. But anyway, moving on.
So I'm looking at the 180.
Okay.
I don't agree that it's a VS2.
It's a weak VS2?
Well, either that or I need to get a really good polishing cloth, which I have one. But it's got like this bubble that's coming right to the surface. So I just want to polish the table a little bit. It's got this funky little, like, blemish, and it is so subtle.
I like subtle.
It's right there. It's like right.
Cindy.
Not in the center, but it's not off to the side either. I'll think about this one. Do you have a thought about the 180?
I'm trying to pull it up real quick because I want to see what you're looking at. I have all the data. Just work, computer. There you are. Triple X faint. I see. It's just a tiny white, like, crystal?
Yeah, but it's, like, right there. It's, like, the first thing I see when I look at it. It's like a pimple on a nose. It's like,
yeah.
Why?
I mean, maybe give it a shot. And let's just keep going down, but, like, maybe give that a shot to help sell the 190.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm looking at price points, and I do look at things a little bit differently in the sense that, like, you need to have the representation, and if the diamond's not wowie kazowie, right, you can always trade it out if it doesn't work.
True.
You know what I mean? True. Like, it's going to allow you to be a little bit more flexible and play with things. Like, I was telling Holly, she came in, she joined Select as well, and she's kind of like, it's nice knowing that before I would have to be so discerning, not because I want to control what I'm selling, and it's my reputation, but also because I knew that if I was buying something, it was mine forever. So you have to be over-the-top critical. But now she's like, I can take stuff, I can try it out, and I don't have to worry about the nitty-gritty because if it doesn't sell, I send it back and trade it. So takes a little bit. Now, again, if we were talking like junky I1s with good makes, that's not what you sell. You know, don't do that. But we're talking triple X's. So, but table that one for now. And then there's some 170s.
Yep, so I just looked at 298023.
Okay.
And that SI2 is, like, all over the center.
Is it eye clean or are you looping it?
I'm looping it.
Okay.
Because I have no way of, I can't see anything.
All right. Okay.
Without a
loop. Every, in Cindy's world, everything's eye clean. In the basement.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the other, SI2. Yeah, the GSI2, and it's clean.
So that one we like.
By comparison. And it's the same price.
Are they the same size? Like, millimeter, is the ISI2 any bigger? Is it face up? I just don't have the millimeter in front of me. I can look, though.
No.
No? Okay.
No. So I'm gonna do the ISI2. I'm going to put that in the going back bag.
Okay. And I actually like the 170 GSI2 next to the 170 IVS2. High color, low clarity, low color, high clarity. About the same money. Where do you want your money to go? It is the same money. It's the same exact money. It's $8,032.50 on the nose.
I'm trying not to mix these up. I should label them. Labeling is good. Keep. Send back. Thinking.
Three baskets. We need three baskets.
I'm only thinking about one, so that's good at this point in time.
Yeah, we're cooking through the list pretty good. And again, I went through and I did a comparison for prices, like in the 150s. It's not bad to have a couple in redundancy only because they're so sharp. They are way less than what you're trading back. So you get your dollars are going a lot further. Much to Michael's chagrin. It's the game. You buy up, you sell up, you buy down, you sell down. All you can do.
So this shows, okay, in stock I have earrings.
Yeah.
Shows that I have three pairs of earrings and 1.5 carats from you guys.
This on your edge report?
I counted for everything yesterday.
1 carat total weights, 3 carat total weights. I see 1 pair of 3 carat total weights. And
yeah.
All of these. Oh, carat and a halves. I see what you're saying, yeah. At different prices.
I have 151, 150, and 150. No, two of them are the same.
Oh, right. Yep, the 150s are the same. Same lot number two.
Yeah. I mean, they were a good price or whatever at the time.
I don't think they've changed much. And this is, I only have your retail. I don't know. Let's see what you paid.
So I need to change the parameters of the report so that you get it in cost.
Shit, they're really stupid cheap. I mean, the 150s are $2,200.
And so I could probably mark them at the time.
Yeah.
When they were put into the system, they were put in at the
54.
The standard markup for things that are under $1,000 and. They should be at a different markup.
You might move, I mean, you'll move them quicker. $5,400 isn't bad for the quality,
no.
But, like, you could probably bring that down a bit. I don't know. What is that? That's key, so.
Yeah.
But then I'm confused by the 151 totals. You have them in here at $7,540. Those look like they're triple keyed because those only cost $24.
Callie might just have gone with what was on the tag. I don't know what's on the tag.
It's four times on the tag, so that's not the same number. And it's weird because I just triple keyed, and it's still not the same amount.
Yeah, 0.6 is my normal markup. So 2.6, 2.5, 2.6 would be.
Oh,
like
okay, normal. Okay, okay, gotcha, okay.
Yeah. I need to adjust those prices, so I just need to reprice everything.
But I would recommend keeping a lot of your, like, yeah, reprice those a little bit, but, like, I'd recommend keeping whatever you use for loose, keep it the same, because even though you're buying less, take back your margins. Then you, if
yeah.
you want a discount, you can discount, but, like, this is our opportunity. This is what we've wanted to do. Finally make more money on natural.
So we can pad it just a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, a lot of people I've talked to are like, oh, so prices in diamonds have dropped so much. I got to drop my prices. It's like not – you and I know they've dropped. The end consumer doesn't. Now, it all depends on your area, too. If the guy down the road is like, I'm a wholesaler and I sell to the public, like, okay, that makes it a little bit more difficult for you. But if everyone as an industry were to play ball, we'd all be able to keep our margins. So I'd say keep your margin. I mean, it's not like you on your website. Is all of your inventory live on the website?
No.
Then it doesn't matter. It's not like they're coming in, like, just shopping, going, all right, well, Cindy's way too much money. I'm going to go this way instead. You're not losing the opportunity there.
Right.
So And then it gives you an opportunity to discount a little bit if you need to. Give them a warm fuzzy. So I wouldn't worry about repricing everything. Maybe the studs. But, and again, studs are higher margin items anyway.
Well, they're there forever. I'm not going to reprice.
Right.
All right, moving on. We have this 154 JVS2 GIA. It's beautiful. I'm just wondering if that should be a rare and forever stone.
I have there the 150 ISI2 for $72.75 as opposed to that 154 JVS2 for $63.52.
All right, wait a minute. I'm holding the 154.
Yeah.
You have one there?
No, you have in the memo portion of the RNF if you want it to be
yes.
Part up. Yeah.
Or on the RNF.
Right.
Let me pull that box out.
It wouldn't, and again, it wouldn't be bad to have a selection of GIAs and then a selection, I don't know if like...
Are you talking about 152 HI1?
Oh, there's two in that bird. No, there's a 150. Yeah, the 152 HI1 is a killer stone. I snagged it because we don't have a lot of I1s. Actually, the 182 as well. Yeah, so the price on the 152 HI1 is $61.56.
I guess my point is that I don't need four 150 diamonds.
Right.
Maybe.
One of each. Two or three. Again.
One of each.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to decide, like, do I want the 154 JVS2 or...
Or an RNF.
Well, I'm looking to see if I have anything in a 150. You're asking me about radiant cut. I have a 224 Asher cut that's mine, GIA, J, color SI2.
A J, SI2 Asher.
Yeah.
Neat. It's a big diamond, too.
The only 150 it looks like I have is an oval. I have an oval RNF. Oh, and the other one's on layaway. All right. So... Yeah, the one on layaway is mine. The one in RNF obviously is yours.
Mm-hmm.
So for the rounds, well, we'll talk about the RNF later, but a 152, 150, like, I'm just trying to decide, like, how many 150s do I need?
So I think he padded the 150s because that's the new character. Like, that's what we've been selling more of. But that's, again, what do you sell? That's the whole point of this. So if that's what people are asking for, if it's that carat weight.
Well, the ovals have been a little bit more popular.
Yeah. Well, a carat 50 oval looks gigantic in comparison, too, so it's...
In the last 365 days, I sold 19 things. Some lab grown, 106, 111, 103, 120 oval, 2 carat round, 131 round, 151 oval, 151 oval, 2 carat rare and forever, 225 brilliant cut, emerald cut, and the 3 carat rare and forever. So, yeah, why don't I just, like, pick two? What's your thought on this DSI-1?
Yeah, different animal. The DS. Oh yeah, there's a GSI-1 for 7, and then a D for 95. It might be nice to have. I mean, I don't know. I care 50, 95. It might be nice to have a higher color represented in the case, but because it. I mean, I don't care. The J. G and a J is just as good, and you've got some smalls that are colorless too. So put them side by side and tell me if you see $2,000 difference.
Between the D and the J?
Yeah, no, D and the G. Wasn't it the G you had in your hand?
I have it in my hand. No, I had the D in my hand.
Oh, okay, yeah, those two. Between the D and the J, you will see a difference. You better.
No. Aside from where the I mean.
If you were trying to sell me a care and a half, would that be a good presentation at DGJ? Three different price points.
Okay, let's look at the price thing.
Yeah, I think it's 679. I'm rounding, of course.
Plus 95, so... And then we have the 1.5 R&F. So I'm just thinking, like, how many 1.5s do I need? Probably 3 total, including the R&F. So...
And is it the R&F, is it one from the pile I sent you, or was it...
It's an ISI-2.
That you already... Oh, the 150 ISI-2?
Yep, and then there's a 152 HI-1.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, is there paperwork on this?
No, not on any of the, not on, oh yeah, you should have a memo at least.
It's around here somewhere, I'm sure. So many pieces of paper.
All the diamonds.
I know. I've been hesitating to do this because it's like, oh, get up, go talk to somebody.
Right, and then diamonds all over the place. Yeah, give me heart palpitations.
Okay, that box doesn't have it. I swear, I had it. I wonder if the girls took it out. What was the value of the R&F?
The memo? The whole memo?
Yeah.
Where are you? 26,271. four items.
Yeah.
I'm imagining there must be a piece of paper that's, like, right in front of me.
I could email it to you as well if you'd like. What were you looking for, the cost?
Yeah, I was just trying to do a, just understand, you know, what I'm looking at.
Uh-huh.
How much every...
Yeah.
I actually don't recall seeing a piece of paper with that box, so I'm wondering if they took it out when they got it, because I wasn't here when it came in.
And Karen would most definitely stick it in the memo folder.
Yeah, I don't have...
I just emailed it to you, if that
okay.
helps.
I'm just wondering if I, like, wrapped it up with the memo stuff, the jewelry, and just put it in that box.
Oh, good, yeah.
Are those going to wait until after to go through that? You found it at Cindy's Diamond and Jewelry Gallery?
At Gmail, right? Yep. Should be coming through.
Thank you.
It got there?
Yeah.
Yay, technology.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like saying, can you fax it over to me?
I was on the phone with a client of mine yesterday, and she was like, I haven't faxed in so long, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's funny, every now and then I'll fax my accountant. One fax machine works one way. Another one works the other. Your picture looks so much better in color.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. All right, so apples and apples. So we got, if I were to pick 3 150s, I think I'm just going to do, I'm honestly going to do, I do like this J, and you're thinking J to D or G to D, and then
and
okay,
you like
so
you like the J.
R and F, it's ISI 2
or
HI 1.
Yeah, and the HI 1 is $6,100.
Yeah. I'm just going to pull that one out. Might as well get all confused now. 150.
What if you kept two RNF? Do you like the two RNFs, the HI1 and the ISI2? Because they're going to face up wider than the J for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And it's like, why do I don't need five or six.
Right.
1.5 carats. I only need two or three.
And then you've got a GIA price point, but then you also have two RNFs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the ISI-2 is not bad. look at the HI one. I did not get a paper for the 182.
That should be on, oh, a lab report or like a copy of the lab or?
Upstairs, unopened.
Oh, okay. That's a killer diamond too. And again, I understand there is some like overlap in GIA, but they have to be kind of treated separate, like separate inventories.
Right. No, I mean, these look good.
Okay. So then, of the GIAs, you like the 154?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty bright stone.
So then you'd be sending back the GSI-1. All right. We are rejecting now too much. Let's see here. 6, 7, 5.
Well, I'm just wondering, should I keep one of the two?
Oh. Like the G might be a good buy. I don't know if you want to spend $9,000 on a 150. Unless the DSI one blows you away, I know that I compared it to one that you returned.
It's beautiful.
Wowie Kazowie. Well, for an example, you returned a 150 FSI one, and it costs $10,700, and that's a DSI one, and it's $95.
So why don't I keep this one, and I'll send back the I and G.
Okay. The I and the G. Okay. Highlighted. Okay. I'm not to ride my bicycle.
Getting there.
My bicycle, I want to ride my bike. Right, and then
all right, and then we have 140, 120, 120, 103, 102, 90. Where are we at with acceptable returns?
So we're currently rejecting 51,297. But again, like I said, when we get to the end, there's a $26,000 memo there that I think makes sense. The R&F I would invoice. So
okay,
where if you were to add that to it, then we've technically only removed, wow, Garrett, you don't know how to use a calculator. God damn it. Hold on. Don't laugh at me, Tammy. I'm fine. 6, 7, 1, 9. Tammy says hi.
Hi.
12, 9, 4, 0, 0.25. 1, 7, 2, 8. Okay, yeah, all right. So write this down. 51,297.75 is where we're at currently with what would be coming back from that invoice. And then if you subtract out of that 26,271 in R&F, you're actually kind of right there. You're at 25. But we still have some more to look at. Because then you'll be, if you send back, because I added all this up, what we invoice is actually 167. It's not 175. That's other stuff that you've sold. So Sam sent you an invoice, $167,234. If you're going to keep 50 because you're trading against it 100, then we're actually a little bit over where you're at, like, you're keeping, like, what is that, 167? 25026. Am I making sense, Cindy? I can.
So he sent me 162.
167.
167 with the plan of me sending back how much?
Like, we didn't. We thought originally your trade amount was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, like if there was something of that that you wanted to keep, I could send it back to you. So this is, I think everything that you sent me is a good trade for you because it was all at a higher price. So if we just kept it easy and you did a 100K trade, then you're looking at $67,000 is what you would be purchasing. but we've rejected, with the addition of the RNF, we've rejected 25,000. So that would bring you down to 25,026, 42 in change. But there's also the 120 oval, and that will bring you up to, we're really freaking close. Like, we're not doing too bad. What was the oval? 36 is, I think I could do 34, but you're at 45 in that regard, is what you'd be purchasing on after the trade.
So if everything was zero,
yeah,
I would owe you 45,000.
45 and change, yeah. Because I added it up, and the total amount between the RNF and the GIA sent back was $100,398.25. I did that math 3 times because I didn't trust myself. So then you would take that against the 167 less what you're sending back, which is around 25. So you'd be owing 45. I'd like to get it to 50, but what's that?
I have forever on that, right?
Yeah. Well, and also, like, the trade back is going to kind of take care of, like, a couple of, well, because it's 100 grand towards 167, you know what I mean? So, but yes, we split it up into numerous payments. I think it was 120. And then, since it's in the program, any reorders, like you sell that 150, you say, Garrett, I sold my 150 GIA, I send you another one, 3060.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the additional, the additional bonus of extended terms on stock replacements. And then technically kind of like $160,000 worth of or 150 about? I don't know. How much did he leave you in long-term memo? I think it was a lot. It's just because he likes you. Let's see. And then,
that was jewelry.
But that's also going to change. Like, whatever you want to send back, I can.
So there's 2 yellow diamond rings in there, and then there's 2 rings with sapphires.
And then the set of studs. There's the other set of studs. Those are long-term.
Yeah, 5-carat studs.
Might be fun to wear around the office.
Yeah, right. So, basically what you're saying or recommending is that everything else that I have, I should hold on to.
Correct.
And then if I decide later that I don't like it, then we can trade it.
100%. That goes for everything, always. Which is why we're taking the 100K back, and again, it's getting you out of. These are going to be so much easier to sell, and you'll be able to take your margin back. Mike saw all the returns. He's like, "What the hell is all this? Is she not working with us anymore?" And I'm like, "Calm down." he thought you just like sent everything back, and I'm like.
No, she's going on vacation and doesn't want all the jewelry in the store. And he keeps
right.
The point was to, like, eliminate as much as I could out of the...
Right. He was just like, what is this? I'm like, don't worry about it. Go back to work.
Okay. I'll be busy tomorrow inventorying all of this. So in the meantime, I'm going to send back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Confirm. 1, 2, 3,
I have
4.
6
diamonds.
Yeah. The 2-carat HSO1, yeah. And then you're keeping the RNF, and you're going to be at about 45. Now, I did see in here, Cindy, I'm going to send you, there was like an old invoice that we had like a partial on. I don't know if you saw that on your books. It's from April.
Yeah, so Karen left all that for me to look at, and there's...
like a $500... $498 discrepancy that they're like, not discrepancy, but like $498 left on a April invoice. So that's, again, that's not to derail you. That's different Different problem, different time.
Yeah, and so here's the thing with stuff like that. I need to spend a day.
Yeah.
Diamond, by return, invoice
now,
by invoice.
We are fixing that. We're going to make that easier. I think Lenny was talking to us, because Lenny just went through it with Denny's. Denny's had like a $20,000. They're new. They just took over the books from their dad, and they're trying to figure it out. But like, there was like a $20,000 issue with a credit and stuff like that. But I think we're developing a better way of showing it online, so you can actually log in and see what was traded against what. Because before it was just like, here's your zeroed out invoice, and I'm like, this doesn't help me when their CPA comes and goes, how much inventory do you have, how much of it do you own, and how do you show your credits for trades? And we go, here's a blank invoice. So I think that they've made that system a little bit chicer to help you out.
You're not alone, or your company is not alone.
It's still frustrating, though, because I get the reason.
I have four companies. You know, one is my lab-grown diamond company. It's like, but you owe us. And it's like, as a matter of fact, I don't. Because, and I can sit here, and it's like, I'll go over everything with a fine-tooth comb, and I won't ask, you know, Karen. Like, you know, I'll spend the time on my Mondays when the store's closed to go through it and say, okay, Karen, you can pay this. And it's like, I can match the sale of the diamond up with the invoice from the supplier.
Right.
Our sale, like with our sales slip receipt for the customer, you staple it together and say, yes, we sold this. Karen, pay it.
Right.
Karen's like, pay it. And she goes, did you sell it? Do I pay it? What do I do with it?
Pay it.
Okay. If we sold it. But then sometimes,
right,
like, the vendor will call and say, well, you owe us for this. And it's like, no, actually, we sent that back to you. Here's the, and it's like, oh, yeah, no, we just forgot to log it in.
Now, that kind of terrifies me. Depending on what it is, like, that's bullshit. Because what if they're like, no, we don't have it. Or they sent it off and got it sold, and they never even said it got it. Like, I mean, again, I do take for granted, Andrew has created a very slick admin process for a lot of that stuff, where like, it's like Fort Knox up there. You've seen it. You know, you could see the process.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
And unless you do it yourself, it's really expensive.
Yeah.
And you need to know exactly what it is that you want for somebody to develop the program for. So it's so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, but we don't know that we're going to have these problems until they show up. And then when they show up, it's almost too late because, you know, you've got five or six companies or more out with your inventory, and you're thinking, well, so yeah, I should be able to, you know, just bill this. And it's like, no, you can't. I don't have it. You have it. I sent it back, you know, and I don't like it when I send something, you know, when I send something back to RDI, you guys log it in immediately.
Right, this day, yeah.
There's other companies, oh, well, no, you have a past due. And it's like, I don't have a past due. I have nothing past due. And it's like, no, no, you have a past due. And I said, well, I shipped all of that stuff back on, like, it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I have the delivery confirmation. And it's like, oh, well, it must be sitting on a shelf somewhere. We haven't logged it in yet.
Not my problem.
But you're telling me I'm past due, and I'm like, I am offended.
Right.
And I don't ever want to have this conversation again.
Well, I don't know how you can take the inventory back and not put it. I mean, well, we need it back in because we're about to ship it back out, right? That kind of, we move it, we rotate it. But even if you're a jewelry or fashion, that stuff, you have in duplicity, and you're not really. I don't know. I just don't get the idea of receiving a package back from a client and then leaving it on a shelf and not logging it back in yet. But this is actually interesting information for me, because there's a lot that we do and do well that we take for granted, and we are striving to do better. Like I said, actually providing invoice credits or credit invoices so that books can, you know, be easier managed and accurately managed. And at the end of the day, like in Denny's situation, like they were, we were even. Like everything was good, everything was fine. But it's
right.
just, you know. But from a new owner perspective, though, you look at your books and you go, I owe $20,000 that I ain't got, you know, like, or that I thought I paid. Worst feeling
right.
in the world. That almost as bad as being told you owe money on something you sent back.
Right.
What if you paid, though? Like, oh, my gosh, and it was never caught. You know, like, I mean, you wouldn't do that, but I'm just thinking of other people that aren't as put together.
Well, it's like, prove to me that I owe you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I have, here's the invoice, here's the return. And we do have a couple, you know, I do have a page of, like, 25 items that are in a location in my computer that I'm like, I don't have this many items in the computer. I mean, in this location, and
okay.
I need you guys to find it and tell me where everything is. It has nothing to do with REI, thank God. It's just all small, piddly stuff, and it's, you know, overall,
five
it's ten.
Or something.
Yeah, it's $10,000.
Oh,
yeah, really. All three of them are standing around the phone, like looking at it, like, "Are she still talking to Garrett?"
Sorry.
I want to make a phone call. I want to call a customer. I want to let them know that the repair's ready. Just because I'm on the phone doesn't mean you can pick up the phone and use it.
Hello.
Hi.
Nope. Hello.
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 Hi, Taylor.
Well, I think I've got what I need. So,
okay.
Send that stuff back. That'll be returned, and then I'll invoice the R&F stuff, and it'll and the R&F stuff gets the same terms on it too. And then once the dust settles, if we find out that we need something else here or there, I will get you the 120 oval, and then what's the other thing? 16,000 decagon ring, no problem. I've got three here. and then the memo. That was my mind was reeling. I'm like, there's something else. The long-term memo stuff. If you look at any of those pieces and you go, okay, 5-carat total weight studs, whatever they are, 5.4, I don't think that these are something that will even, you know, have a chance. Send them back. I will get. Oh, and I'll get you, can we do, is there a way to get this stuff in the mail today that you're sending back, those six items?
Yeah, are you sending me a label?
Let me do that. What is it, $220 right now? What did I say? It was $25,000.
Right. I think the return is like $51,
yeah.
$1,300. Just to be on the safe side.
52. All right.
You get me a label? I'm boxing it up now.
Perfect. I am doing that. Shipping. Good afternoon. Is there any way that you could drop it off? I don't know if they'll be able to schedule a pickup.
No, I'll drop it off.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Whose label are you sending me?
FedEx.
Yep. I'll get it in the box. I'll do it. I'll get it in the box at 3.
Label 8, 4. Okay. This one. Select.
Partnership.
All right. Okay, I will email that over to you as soon as they're done with it.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry that you had to do it on such a busy day, but I'm glad we got it done.
Oh,
and now,
okay.
And now it's time to sell some shit.
Yeah. So now we're up to date.
Awesome. All righty. Well, if you need
okay.
me for anything else, I'll let the ladies call their customers, but give me a buzz or shoot me an email. Or text if you need anything.
All right, super.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait.